For this week's TV review, critic David Bianculli takes a look at a cooking show, only it's not a typical cooking show. It's from Japan, and only a handful of TV or cable stations in America show it. But in those cities, lots of people are watching it, loving it, and taping it. The show is called Iron Chef.
Look, it's not that I don't watch enough TV already. It's not like I need to start seeking out obscure shows from other countries. But when a friend handed me a tape with 4 episodes of Iron Chef, I started watching and couldn't stop. Then I watched another show and another, and now I'm hooked. And I'm not alone. Among people who have found the show, Iron Chef tapes are starting to be traded like baseball cards and spreading like a virus as people show Iron Chef to their friends. And they tell 2 friends, and they tell 2 friends. Maybe it sounds obscure now, but this is how South Park got started, by people trading and copying bootleg tapes. And South Park just made the cover of Newsweek. So remember, when Iron Chef makes it big time, you heard it here first. But since this is radio, you can only hear it, not see it. And a lot of the show's energy, beauty, and craziness comes from its visuals. But let your imagination run wild and try to picture this.
Yomiuri Iron Chef!
The idea of Iron Chef is to give worthy challengers a chance to compete against the resident experts. The experts, in this case, are gourmet Asian chefs representing specific cuisines. One Iron Chef specializes in Japanese food, but there's also a Chinese Iron Chef, a French Iron Chef, and, most recently, an Italian Iron Chef. Each week, these brightly costumed Iron Chefs rise from beneath the floor, summoned like demons from the underworld by the show's very strange host, Kaga Takeshi. Then the contestant, also a gourmet chef, challenges one of them, and the battle begins. Kaga, the host, recites some loopy story or poem that eventually, and dramatically, reveals the secret ingredient of the day. In some cities, Iron Chef is subtitled so you can understand what Kaga is saying. Sort of. Allow me to translate. If you lose, you'll be hung out to dry. That's when something came to mind. Along with the high value of shark fin and bird's nest soup, it is a dried luxury ingredient. I would like to introduce today's theme. Today's theme is sea cucumber. The secret ingredient must be featured in 3 to 6 menu dishes, from main courses to desserts. And each chef, working with his staff in identical kitchen sets, has 1 hour to whip up the entire menu. The action is captured by handheld and overhead cameras, while a floor reporter interviews the frantic cooks. Meanwhile, a panel of judges, some food experts, others just Japanese celebrities, looks down on the action and comments on it, trying to figure out just what the Chinese Iron Chef is doing with that sea cucumber. Turns out he's trying to turn it into ice cream. At the end of the show, the dishes are presented, the judges taste everything, and they give their opinions and votes while the chefs stand there silently. When the chefs have blown it, they're humiliated. But if a challenger beats an Iron Chef, which happens rarely but does happen, they're thrilled. Iron Chef is a cooking show, a game show, a sports event, a high-stakes duel, and it's so much fun to watch. Every show is as fresh as the secret ingredients, which range from apples and bacon and potatoes and watermelon to conger eel and a tori squid and sea cucumber and beef tongue. Just not at the same time. Right now, Iron Chef is available without subtitles in and around New York City on WMBC, and in and around San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Cruz on local cable or broadcast stations. And right now, that's it. But not for long, I bet. In America, cable TV's Food Network ought to snap up this show as a weekly series, then get busy making a domestic version of its own. Imagine a show where Emeril, Paul Prudhomme, and Julia Child are the Iron Chefs, and cooks from famous restaurants come on to challenge them. I'm telling you, I smell a hit. And it smells good.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.